The best coverage of Forest and County. This is Nottingham Hospitals Radio Sport.
Hello and welcome to Nottingham Hospitals Radio Weekly Highlights Podcast, replaying the best action from recent games that the NHR sports team have covered for the patients and staff of the City and Queen's Medical Centre hospitals. Two games for you then today, Stockport County against Notts County shortly, but first, Nottingham Forest taking on Wolverhampton Wanderers at the City Ground. Your commentators Rajiv Hassan and Jamie Martin.
Lauded by applause now as Forest kick off the game here, live at the City Ground. And forth, puts it on the edge again for Tommy Doyle. He's going to shoot from long range and it's high and wide over the bar. It's a poor effort there from the English midfielder, and I've got to say, I think that he probably ought to have passed there, really.
Well, yeah, they say if you don't shoot, you don't score, but it certainly wasn't a very memorable shot for the right reasons.
Hudson-Odoi now on the left-hand side, drifts inside. He's on the edge of the D. He's got not a lot of options, though. Danilo flicks it to Yates, who shoots again. It's bottom left-hand corner and saved by Jose Sarr. And well worth an effort from Ryan Yates, who didn't have that many options, but flicked onto him from Danilo smartly. And it's still Nottingham Forest 0, Wolves 0 after 12 and a half minutes. Puts it into the penalty area. It's a good free kick. Now Danilo, he's got it on the edge of the box. Puts it to Hudson-Odoi, who shoots and flicks it over the crossbar. And I think he was just leaning back a little bit too much there, and it's gone over the bar just by a couple of yards. But it's a good chance, well worth the try, and it's still Forest 0, Wolves 0. And there they lose it out on the edge of the box. Here's Wood, Rayner, he shoots and just puts it leftward and just past the left-hand post. And for a minute, Wolves had their own mishap at the back. A bad pass and Giovanni Rayner intercepts it. And it's not a bad shot, but it doesn't challenge the goalkeeper. It's still Forest 0, Wolves 0.
Oh, that is a terrible piece of defending. Oh, what a save. And that was a staggering piece of defensive work by Murillo on the line. And really, Wolves should be a goal up there, because Forrest gave the ball away ridiculously in their own penalty area. It was a decent shot, which was saved by Edo Barillo. And then they had a chance, I think, with Cunha to slot the ball home from a bit of an angle, about 15 yards out, and he knocked it wide. So the end result, Jamie, is a goal kick to Forrest, but that doesn't explain half the drama. Ryan Yates almost resulting in a chance for them. Now, Rayner has the ball. Lovely little run. How? Chance here for Nico Williams. Oh, he's being lent on there. He's looking for a push from the referee. Well, he's claiming a push to the referee from the man closing him down. That was Doherty. But nothing given. But a great run, again, and well found by Rayner. Here comes Cunha. He's faced by Amir Bamidele. Matias Cunha's trying to take him on the outside, on the left. He's done a brilliant job, and what a fantastic goal. You have to say that was an amazing goal by Matias Cunha. He was on his own against two defenders, took on Amir Bamidele, and then the second defender came. He cut inside them both into the penalty area, left-hand side of the box, and he unleashed a rocket of a shot towards the top corner. Matt Sells got a hand to it, but he couldn't keep it out, and it's Nottingham Forest 0, Wolves 1. What a strike. So here comes that corner. It'll be Gio Reyna who's taking this one. And it's in! It is in. And that is just what Forest wanted. And it's Morgan Gibbs-White goes up to his old fans at the Wolves end. A little bit provocative, you could say. But that has brought Forest back level with Wolves. And it's Nottingham Forest 1, Wolverhampton Wanderers 1. That's a real lift for the Reds that they needed.
It's definitely a good way to end that first half. At half-time, it's Forest 1, Wolves 1. Now as Wolves kick off the second half of action here at the City Ground. Aina into Gibbs-White, who flicks on Hudson-Odoi on the left-hand side. He drifts inside, drifts outside. He tries to take on Doyle, does. It's now in for Gibbs-White in the penalty area, and it's just miscleared by Totti Gomez and out on the right-hand side of the box. And then cleared after that, but that's great work from Forrest for a moment, who looked like almost scoring a second. Now Forrest, Gibbs-White, he's on the edge of the 18-yard box, tries to find Wood, but Gibbs-White has seconds, he's taken down. Danilo puts it into the back of the net. And it's Forrest 2, Wolves 1, and Nottingham Forest have made Wolves their victims and scored just after half time. 57 minutes into this game, it's Forest 2, Wolves 1. Putting it into the far post area, and now a header comes in, and Matt Sells gets a hand to it. It's into the back of the net. And I'm not sure what happened in the breakthrough. Forest players are complaining about something. But I think it is a fair goal scored by Wolves. I couldn't quite get an eye on who scored it. But Forest have conceded from another set piece, and I think it's Mateus Cunha. Tries to flick on Hudson-Odoi. Manages to successfully. Hudson-Odoi v Saar, and he just tries to chip him, and Saar swipes at it to put it past it onto the byline. Now it's on the edge of the box to Danilo. Can he shoot? He does, and it's saved perfectly by Saar. A great shot from the Brazilian midfielder, saved by the Spanish goalkeeper. And that was close-knit stuff. It's still Forest 2, Wolves 2.
As Gibbs-White feeds a beautiful Travella pass out to the left-hand touchline towards Hudson-Odoi, who's storming towards the edge of the penalty area. Back to Gibbs-White. Lovely little floated ball to Hudson-Odoi. Oh, that was crying out for a first-time volley. He just couldn't see the bigger picture. What a beautiful, beautiful floated pass from Gibbs-White, who is desperately disappointed that Hudson-Odoi didn't go for the intended shot, which he lined up for him so beautifully. Defensive mistake, you could say, cost them. Now here comes Origi. He's inside the box. Oh, no. Oh, that was a terrible pass across, looking for a slot in by Wood, who was in there, made the run to support him. Great chance for Origi to lay it across. He just totally overhit it, unfortunately. And the chance is gone. It has finished Nottingham Forest 2, Wolves 2.
This is NHR Sport. NHR Sport is on the lookout for a main sponsor. We are now able to offer a sponsorship opportunity for a company or individual that would like to support our committed team of volunteers who provide comprehensive coverage of Nottingham Forest and Notts County games. Our flagship sports show, Scoreboard, carries full match commentaries on a weekly basis for the patients and staff of the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. And as this is our 40th year of providing that service to our listeners, we'd like to find that special company or individual who'd like to help us out. For more information and detail about this amazing opportunity, please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the sponsor page. That's nhradio.org.uk. You're listening to the NHR Weekly Sports Podcast, where now it's time to take you to Meadow Lane, where League 2 leaders Stockport County were the visitors to Notts County. Your commentators, Ian Marsden and Richard Smith.
League leaders Stockport County are the visitors to Meadow Lane this evening to take on Notts County in the penultimate game here at Meadow Lane. Notts against Stockport County. Notts attacking the Hayden Green family stand in the first half, as they always like to do. Out wide for Aaron Neman. Not really seen him have a run at Bristow, but he's gone past him there. Just held himself up there a little bit, but Aaron Eman's gone past his man. He's into the box, gets a cross ball in, and Macaulay Langstaff misses a golden opportunity to put Notts County one up from the 6-yard box. It's gone a yard wide of the left hand upright, but what a terrific run that was from Aaron Eman. Forgets to take the ball with him, and now Notts have been caught out at the back. Bristow into the box, gets it across. And Ada Baldwin almost puts the ball into his own net, but he's given away a corner kick. And that became because of a mistake on the halfway line from Notts County. Corner then for Stockport County, and it comes towards a penalty spot. Head of Goldwoods hits the frame of the goal. Horsfall again, picks it up again, gets it back out wide. Chance for Lemony Evans. It's a cross that comes in from Noel. It's headed towards goal, but there's no power on that, and Notts' goal survives with Horsfall heading against the crossbar. And Aidan Baldwin slips over, and Kyle Wotton puts in Paddy Madden. Paddy Madden adds to his 19 goals for the season. It was a slip from Aidan Baldwin. Where have we heard that before this season? Stockport County have the lead with 26 minutes on the watch here at Meadow Lane. It's Notts County 0, Stockport County 1.
Well, that goal summed up Notts County's season. Aidan Baldwin was in no danger. and he could have played the ball back, he could have played the ball forward, but he turned, slipped, and Paddy Madden, great finish, because he had to go past the keeper and the defender on the line as well.
As Stockport come forward again down the right-hand side, got the bit between their teeth now, not struggling to get the ball away, it's bouncing around in there, it's a proper melee, comes back for Paddy Madden, and it's gone off of a hand, and the referee has given a penalty for a handball to Stockport County, and a yellow card to boot for Dan Crowley. Well, it was bouncing around in there for a good while, came back to, I think it was Sarcevic, and he knocked the ball straight in against Dan Crowley. Dan Crowley held his arm aloft, and the referee has given a penalty for Stockport County, which Paddy Madden will now take. Madden, up he comes, right footed, puts the ball into the back of the net, makes it 2-0 to Stockport County. Ashby Hammond clears it up towards halfway, headed away by Horsfall. It's every time that Notts play the ball forward, and now Madden is onside. Shot comes in, it takes a deflection, and Paddy Madden scored again. He looked offside there, everybody stopped thinking he was. He wasn't offside, and Paddy Madden knocks the ball towards goal. It takes a cruel deflection off of Aidan Baldwin, which loops it over the despairing dive of Luke Ashby-Hammond, and Paddy Madden has his hat-trick. It's game over here, and we've not even reached half-time. Notts County 0, Stockport County 3. Crowley, you need to get the ball forward, Notts County, as the referee this time blows the half-time whistle, and that's a very satisfactory first half if you're a Stockport County fan and you are marching as league champions to the top of that League Two table. Three goals from Paddy Madden on 26, 32 and 39 minutes, the difference between the two sides at half-time here at Meadow Lane. It's Notts County 0, Stockport County 3. Let's hope they can get some respectability back as we kick off this second half, with Notts County playing towards the Kop end. Ethan Pye knocks it into Sarcevic, who's made a good run down the left-hand side. He's cut in on his man and knocks the ball into the back of the net. Anthony Sarcevic makes it 4 for Stockport County. It's more than a walk in the park. It's Notts County 0, Stockport County 4. Infield for Crowley, finds Robertson. Robertson. Oh, lovely ball forward for Macaulay Langstaff. Just got caught under his feet, but he puts the ball into the back of the net, and Macaulay Langstaff has a consolation for Notts County. It's his 28th goal of the season, don't you know? They said he wouldn't be able to do it in the National League. They said he wouldn't be able to do it in League Two, but he's done it. 28 goals for the season. It's Notts County 1, Stockport 4. Robertson, 30 yards from goal, gets the ball back from O'Brien. Robertson is in the box. Is there a hint of a handball there? Randall gets the ball back to Dan Crowley, who shoots, and Dan Crowley scores. Knocks it back in it. It's 2-4.
Wow, that was a great goal by Dan Crowley. Scott Robertson again playing his full part in that. Laid it off to Dan Crowley, who still had a lot to do, and he curled it into the top corner. Hinchcliffe had no chance, and it's 2-4.
It's ball over the top, finds Sarcevic in space. He's onside, he gets the ball across, looking for Louis Barry. He's, again, nobody knows what to do with it at the back for Notts County. Just clear the ball out of play, and the referee's given another penalty. Carl Cameron has brought down Louis Barry, and the referee has given another penalty for Stockport County. But Louis Barry, second half substitute for Stockport County, has the chance to put them 5-2 ahead, and he misses. He hits the post. I don't know whether Luke Ashby-Hammond got anything on it, but it hit the post and it's gone out, and that's justice.
That is justice. It was never a penalty in a million years, and I'm sorry to say, but it kind of sums up this refereeing performance tonight, really.
Attendance at
11,656, of which 1,984 from Stockport.
Louis Barry gets a cross ball in towards the far post, he's headed in, and Ethan Pye wins the game and promotion and the championship, and it's all done and dusted here at Meadow Lane. Ethan Pye with his first goal of this season, a free header 6 yards from goal, and he knocks it in. Notts County 2, Stockport County 5. Stockport County to be crowned League 2 champions, and there it is. Stockport County have won the game at a canter by 5-2 here at Meadow Lane, but that doesn't tell the entire tale of the game. 3 goals in that first half. Paddy Madden on 26, 32 from the penalty spot, and 39 added to pretty much straight away in the second half by Anthony Sarchevich, and then 2 goals in as many minutes on 61 and 63 for Macaulay Langstaff and Dan Crowley. Got Notts back into it. They missed the penalty, did the visitors, but then it was another goal by Ethan Pye with his first goal of the season with a free header from round about 4 or 5 yards out. Congratulations to Stockport County, worthy champions, worthy League 2 winners, with the full-time score here at Meadow Lane. Notts County 2, Stockport County 5.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening.
This is NHR Sports.